just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 14. I thank Hooters for their continuing presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Remember, originalhooters.com helps you find the location nearest you in the greater Tampa Bay area. Thanks also to Bill Curry Ford for continuing to support the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. They have written $1,000 checks to multiple winners of our leagues, and they will do so again. And Sean Sullivan, general manager of Bill Curry Ford, and a man who has his own podcast on JoeBucksFan.com, the Best in Class podcast, a player evaluation podcast. Sean will be playing in our podcast league once again. Email is right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. Until further notice, we have used a different email in the past, but at this point, I'm sort of inclined just to use the right.todd@yahoo.com, as I also use that for non-fantasy podcasts. The question this time of year that upsets me, it offends me, it bothers me. Who are your sleepers? It's so cliche. I don't answer it. I will not answer it today. I will not answer it in tomorrow's podcast. I will not answer it off the air. I feel like I'm doing a Dr. Seuss. I will not. People who ask about sleepers are focused on the wrong thing. Much like I have been telling you for the duration of the 7 years of this podcast to eliminate mandatory tight end in your fantasy league because it's a waste of time. Please do not obsess over sleepers as it relates to your upcoming fantasy draft. It is a waste of time. It also falls into the category of guessing. Instead, you should be focused on players that are established, players you are familiar with, players where we have a solid amount of data that has determined their performance to this point and can give you a better idea of what to expect going forward. Let's also bring rookies into the conversation. It's funny, I just brought up Sean Sullivan from Bill Curry Ford. Sean is obsessed with rookies because that's one of the things that he does in his podcast, is he's really into the draft. So he's been evaluating this player for a year. Now the player has been drafted in the NFL. Now he's sitting there at one of my drafts, and he thinks he knows more about that player than anybody else. And you know what? He might. But that data doesn't necessarily apply to how the player is going to perform for fantasy football purposes. Now, again, I have created my 21st century modernized standard scoring settings that I feel mirror what we watch on the field. It also, in most cases, eliminates players from bad teams. There are exceptions. But you want players on good teams. You do not win championships anymore in the NFL without scoring. Scoring wins you championships, not defense. Defense getting you a key stop here or there. Rams final drive, Bengals, where Joe Mixon never saw the field. Love the explanation on that from Zach Taylor. Well, yeah, I got thinking about other things. Serves you right. You deserve to lose. Joe Mixon, career year. You don't put him on the field on the final drive to win the Super Bowl. Serves you right. No excuse. Offense wins in the NFL, and it's what we care about in fantasy football, especially in my leagues where I've eliminated the DST, which also takes the fluke turnover, stupid fumble, lateral, touchdown, throw the ball backward, other team falls on it in the end zone. Doesn't hurt the team that did it on the field. It hurts you, or it hurts you if you bet on the game, potentially. Over, under, spread, doesn't impact the money line. So stop obsessing about sleepers. I have none to offer you. I give you data about players. Now, if I give you data about a player that you hadn't thought about, it doesn't necessarily mean that player falls into that cliche, stupid category. It means that that is a player I feel is worth evaluating, is worth considering, and potentially has some value in fantasy football. Look at it this way. Some will look back at last year and say Deebo Samuel was a sleeper, because in most fantasy drafts, Deebo Samuel was not drafted, I'll say, in the first half of most drafts. What Deebo Samuel became was beyond any information that anyone had at the time of that fantasy draft. And what you can do as you play during a season, you should always be evaluating productive players. And if you want that player on your roster, there's often a way to get it. It was a key deal that I made last year to win the podcast league. I reached out to a very well-established owner who had Deebo Samuel. And I told him I wanted Deebo Samuel. Name your price. He sent me three proposals. Three. Actually, two involved Deebo. One was a four-player swap that somehow didn't involve Deebo. But I understood where he was coming from. Click, hit accept. I got the man I wanted. He produced for me exactly as I expected. By then, there was no, quote, sleeper element about Deebo Samuel anymore. He was an established commodity. He was a wide receiver one who touched the ball a significant amount of time, often not on pass receptions. And you're going to see some of that with other wide receivers this year. Some we may be able to identify now. Some we identify as the season goes on. I'll talk more about what you're going to do in your draft in upcoming episodes. But to obsess about a sleeper player, to me, you're wasting your time. It's almost an insecurity complex. You're trying to come up with something to show off. So when you make the pick, other people take notice of you. I'd rather them take notice of me earlier in the draft where they say, wow, Todd's got a good team. Or as I did last year in the podcast league, where I did not draft any of the first 23 running backs. We'll get to that episode. Yeah, I've gone this far without talking about that and how I disprove the whole theory that you have to draft running backs early. I am my league champion, and I did not select a running back in the first three rounds. And here I am. Bill Curry wrote me a check for $1,000 because I won the league. We'll get to that. Don't obsess about sleepers. That also falls into the category of guessing, throwing darts, drafting rookies. Worry about established players. Worry about drafting your starting lineup. Get yourself a big-time quarterback. This will be the subject of another podcast. The days of waiting until everybody else drafts a quarterback, unless you have a plan, which Jalen Hurts drafters did last year. And it was smart. If there's someone else out there like Jalen Hurts that you feel you can wait for and get QB1 production, red zone scores, plenty of fantasy points, okay. But get yourself a big time quarterback, which Hurts now is in fantasy football. Get yourself running backs who can help you. Wide receivers, look how they were paid in the offseason. I was ahead of this in last year's fantasy draft. Get good ones who touch the ball. Not targets. Targets are meaningless. It's a flawed stat. Mike Clay was talking about it on the recent fantasy football marathon on ESPN. Mike, I think you're great. Stop using the word targets. It's meaningless. Touches score points. Targets do not. Targets expose flaws in the player getting the ball. He either can't catch, he either isn't on the same page with his quarterback can't throw, and there's always the defense theory that the defense causes a lack of a touch and turns it into a target, which scores you no points in fantasy football. So no, I have no sleepers to offer you. Once we start evaluating players here and talking more about players, and if you noticed earlier this week, I did the Matthew Berry top quarterbacks, top running backs, top wide receivers. None of those are sleepers. You get enough of those players, and you maintain a roster with enough of those players this year, you can win a fantasy championship. You do not need to wow anybody with a, quote, sleeper pick, a wow rookie, a dart throw. Now, once you get to the end of your draft, depending on how many rounds they go, that's usually the point where, sure, if you have an instinct on a player, fine. But you've already drafted your starters. And if you drafted well, you will be rewarded for it. Stop wasting time looking for something that percentages are, it's not there. Do more homework on established players. So when you're in the position to draft established player A, B, or C, you know which one you want, and you make the right call. The sleeper obsession must end. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters, with a big thanks to Bill Curry Ford. We'll talk to you next time.